Okay, great, thank you. First, a big shout out to the FOSDEM organizers and the DevRoom organizers, because this is always impressive to see what collective energy can bring and build. That's really great, great event. And so I'm pleased to present to you today a tool that it will not be particle physics, so we will be going much, much, much lower scale, craftsmanship and so on. But it's a tool that could be useful for the community, for anyone communicating research or communicating whatever they want through figures and graphics. And it's a tool to implement this. So I've been writing free software for 30 years. I'm now half-time associate professor in Nantes University and half-time private consultant for a developer building things. And both sides just try to feed each other. And that's one of the examples that I want to present. So what is the thing I will present? The thing I will present is Cartable, which is an accessible instrument, a tool, a GUI, to author interactive graphics in SVG. So this is the GUI, the authoring environment, and this is one example of the thing it produces. So this is not impressive for itself, but it's SVG graphics. And I didn't build it. It's the actual users of the project that built this one. And so this is a single SVG file that has been edited through the interface to add some interactivity, like clicking on elements, displaying things, hovering. So this is not impressive at all from a technical point of view, because, okay, developers say, okay, I just can put some JS code and define elements and CSS and whatever, so this is trivial. But for actual graphic geographers or the majority of users, it's not that simple. And so building a tool, the tool I will present is a tool that tries to bridge the gap, to limit the difficulty of building these kind of things that may seem trivial. When I see this, I'm also always really pleased with the result, to see what simple tools with appropriate users can build things that are actually useful and pleasant to see. So where does it come from? So it doesn't come from I developed other free software from scratching my own itches, but this is not one of my itches. It comes from another community, which was Atlas Bleu, so it's an online geography review dedicated at sea and seaside study, and they use lots of maps. And since it's an online review, they wanted to, the itch they had was to, okay, it's frustrating to have some interactive publishing means, but not using anything interactive, so we just publish basic statical maps. So how can we produce dynamic maps if we don't have a software developer that helps us to add this interactivity? And so they tried to develop some prototypes and discuss, and then we came to discuss together, and I proposed to help them to build a tool that would enable them to build such interactive maps. The targeted scenario here. So this is very important, because the thing, and I will try to think about to provide some reflection about the process, the how we instrument the activity of the person that want to make something, and how we provide tools that help them to instrument this activity. So the activity wanted to be part of, the tool to be part of, is taking some static map figure here. Static map, it can be a map or a graphics, any kind of graphics. As you saw just before, it was just figures that were that were displayed. They're edited through some authoring software, which is Inkscape, ideally, but in reality, it's Illustrator. It's proprietary, but more used by this community and many other people. So they use Illustrator to build their graphics, and then export it in some way, and they put it on a website, which is a WordPress website. And so they upload the image, and they're done. And how do we fit into this picture? So In between, we propose to export the data from Illustrator or directly for Inkscape, since it's SVG native, so this is not an issue for Inkscape. So, and for Illustrator, you've got some export process, that is, you've got three different export processes that are slightly different, so you've got to choose the right one, but you've got an export process that produces an SVG file, and this SVG can be opened into the interface, into the Cartab interface, and the users can add their interactivity rules through a system of rules and build an interactive map out of their figure. And the software just outputs the same SVG. It tries to preserve, remove anything for it. It only adds some runtime. So obviously, you've got to have some JavaScript runtime, CSS data, and declarative rules that are embedded as metadata into the SVG file. And you get a single SVG file that you can just upload wherever you want to publish it. And you also have, but I will tell about a bit more about it. And you can also have this kind of feedback loop if you need to re-edit the original file. But I will see. So there existed in this kind of area of software, there was already some work done, but I don't know if you already tried. In Inkscape, there is some interactive mockup extension, but it's an Inkscape plugin, which has all the constraints, and especially ergonomic constraints, of being able to use only the things available to plugins. That's to say, handle a selection of elements and then clicking a button. And that's it's very difficult to use, actually. Or Illustrator also has the same kind of thing, maybe a little more ergonomic at the first. But anyway, both require to write JS code anyway to define their interactivity, which is not adequate for many of the users, and especially the ones with whom I worked. And so I took some inspiration on my side from on data inspiration, because they wanted to add interactivity, and there is a great project that Jeffrey here, so the guy who directed the thesis of Mike Bostock, and who created D3, and he also created the project Vega and Vega Lite. The project aims at defining a grammar for interactive graphics. So it's a very interesting project, and as part of this project, they've got many, so it's data-oriented, it comes from, D3 is part of the big picture, and they have this data via Voyager interface that uses drag and drop to define visualizations for data and can add some interactivity. So this was one of the inspirations for the project, but here we don't manage data, we only manage figures. And we can preserve the data if it's embedded in the SVG file, but we don't care actually about the data, which is difficult for computer scientists to imagine. So some technical details about how it works. So the goal is to have a single autonomous SVG file in the end, so that you can upload it, not to have to think about dependencies, cross-site requests, or anything, naming, file naming, or whatever. Okay, you've got a single SVG file. So you've got a small runtime, which is LGPL, embedded inside the SVG, and some interaction rules defined as metadata, defined declaratively. It's only XML nodes stored as SVG metadata. And for the moment, they're very basic. So they define an event, which is mouse over, mouse click, the standard the events that you can find into browser in a web API, and an action with parameters. I know in the back of my mind of computer scientists and previous experiences that I will soon have to add conditions, have to add state information, state handling, and whatever. But this, I restrain myself voluntarily from doing this, because it was putting too much the la charrue avant les bœufs, too much the carriage before the oxes. So it was going too fast, because I wanted to be able to observe the activity of the user, the actual activity, going from bottom up approach, and keeping things simple at start, so that they can be correctly understood and managed, and to see how we can progress from that. And so there's also a custom CSS style sheet. But and once we've got the runtime, or in parallel with the runtime, so we also built an editor, and both are also influencing each other, because okay, you don't define the same runtime if you know that you're going to edit the thing with a graphical interface afterwards, or if you know that you edit the code. You don't use necessarily the same abstractions. So it's a browser-based with drag and drop interactions. There's an interface designed for familiarity. So I took a lot of time observing how they were using. I didn't know Illustrator, so how they were using Illustrator, what kind of objects they were manipulating, the layers, how they named them, and so on. And we got many ideas from this. And so at first, the object inspector that we've got here was directly inspired from the Illustrator way of presenting things. Since then, we moved away because we wanted to simplify things. But at first, there was this inspiration that wanted to take experience from their actual processes. And it's built, this is just a pet peeve, it's built in vanilla.js, so you don't have any Vue or React or whatever. It's built less because I was born in the web, that you could just look at the source of a web page and learn from it and not have to fetch some repository and see how it's organized. So I want to be able to do just this. So some demo time of the interface. So this is the web interface that you can access. And so this is a basic example that we have here, but I will use the FOSDEM logo, which seems appropriate. No, it shouldn't take that much time to open. Okay, that's much better. And so you've got here the FOSDEM logo. Just one disclaimer, I cheated. I didn't cheat. It's the original one. I downloaded it from the website. But I changed one thing just for the sake of the presentation. I changed the IDs of the XML elements in it, because it was easier to say that, okay, you can see the IDs like SVG 5414, but then I can talk about dots, gear, and right dot and left dot instead of the same SVG 1464 or whatever. So I just changed the IDs of the elements that are presented here in the interface. And then when you've got this kind of file, so you can see which elements, when you move the mouse over an element, you can see what element is concerned. And for instance, I can add some interactivity based on the right dot. So I take the right dot, I create a new rule. If you click, sorry for non-French speaking, this is a to-do item that will come in the next slide. Internationalization is not yet here, but it's one of the rare occasions where it's non-English speaking people who are advantaged. So if you click on the right dot, then you can just inverse the visibility of the gear, for instance. And so this is one of the actions. I could add other actions, and I will add another one on the left dot, since I've got two dots. Let's take this opportunity. So if you click on the left dot, then and I can pick different actions, and the number of actions is limited for the moment, but it's already useful, and they use it in creative ways, and that's what interests me. And we can invert a class, and so we've got some classes that are defined here in a CSS, for the moment, just basic CSS rules, but the rotation is always something that we want to see. So this class names are taken from the CSS file. So you've got this rotation animation. And now I've got defined these two rules, and I can open the preview. And this is the SVG generated, which is